Before we return to our coverage from Boston, one more story from elsewhere in the country. One of the nation's biggest private companies, based in Tennessee, is the target of a federal criminal investigation. Pilot Flying J runs a chain of more than 600 gas stations and convenience stores in 43 states. Its CEO is billionaire Jimmy Haslam, who also owns an NFL team, the Cleveland Browns. As Brandon Hollingsworth of member station WUOT reports, the investigation even has Tennessee's governor answering questions.
On Monday, FBI and IRS agents raided the Knoxville headquarters of Pilot Flying J, executing search warrants and securing computers and electronic data. Speaking to reporters the next day, Pilot CEO Jimmy Haslam offered little information.
We were obviously shocked by the events of yesterday. We don't know a lot, okay? So let me just state that, and you'll probably get tired of me hearing me say that today.
Federal authorities were tight-lipped about the raid, leaving people wondering what the fuss was about. But that changed last night when the FBI unsealed a detailed 120-page affidavit. It alleges top-level Pilot sales staff defrauded some corporate customers out of money they were owed through a rebate program.
What's clear from this affidavit is we have an investigation that's been going on for quite some time.
Jeffrey Nyman is a former federal prosecutor.
We have many cooperators, we have recordings, we have documents, and that is an unusual, I guess, step to be taken by the government at this stage of the investigation.
Recordings made by informants show Pilot sales executives acknowledging they kept money that was intended for commercial clients, at times boasting about defrauding those clients. The figure is likely to come out to millions of dollars over the past 8 years, a very different picture than the one presented by Pilot CEO Jimmy Haslam.
It appears to be centered on a very insignificant number of customers and the application of rebates, that the rebates that were owed to the customers were not paid. And we, of course, disagree with that.
How much Haslam knew about the alleged rebate scheme isn't clear. He's not directly quoted in any of the transcripts. But in one recording from this past February, Pilot's top sales executive, John Freeman, told an FBI source that Haslam knew and approved of the effort. The transcripts are compelling, but Jeffrey Nyman urges caution.
I think it's important to realize that right now we are seeing a one-sided document put out by the government, and the defense has not had an opportunity to present its side or even necessarily see the evidence that's been obtained.
The allegations contained in the affidavit have shaken Tennessee, where the Haslam family is a household name. For decades, Jimmy Haslam's father wielded considerable influence over local politics and the University of Tennessee. Jimmy's younger brother, Bill, is both a Pilot shareholder and the governor of Tennessee. When news of the raid broke, Governor Haslam did something he's never done in his 2 years in office.
The governor's here.
He went to the press bullpen at the state capitol in Nashville to answer questions from reporters.
They came in looking for certain records, and that's all I know. I mean, I know literally what you know about that.
Did they stop by your office yesterday?
No. Nobody's.
Have you been in touch with the FBI?
No,
or
absolutely not. Absolutely not. I haven't had any conversations with any legal authority at all.
Governor Bill Haslam's name does not appear in the federal affidavit. He left his day-to-day role with Pilot back in 1998. Last night, his office released a statement saying the governor continues to have absolute faith in his brother's integrity. For NPR News, I'm Brandon Hollingsworth in Knoxville, Tennessee.